What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about how remembering what you went through with a narcissist can change you, or it can trigger you. Just how it could set you off at any moment in time. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So boom, welcome back, folks. Yes, absolutely yes. Positively, rootin' tootin'ly, tootie bootin'ly. Remembering what they did to you. I mean, also how it can help you, you know, how remembering what they did to you not only can be triggering to you, but it can also help you sometimes as well. You know, I talk to a lot of people, y'all. This is just me being realistic. I have a support group where I talk to a lot of people. I do one-on-ones where I talk to a lot of people. People share their stories with me in real life as well as some of my workshops. I've heard so many things about people when it pops into their head of what the narcissistic person did to them. It can get you feeling so bad. Like a person in my support group wrote, this is like, I hate the memories that I've forgotten, you know, because when you get out of a toxic relationship, sometimes something minor can trigger a huge reaction from you, like a name, a smell, a taste, a location. Something can trigger you, some music, something can trigger you into remembering what you went through. You know, it can be something small, like a song, a verse in a song. And it triggers a memory of the time that they put their hands on you, or time that they were cheating on you, or whatever. And like, your body keeps your memory out. The body keeps the score. Like, you remember it without remembering it. Like, a lot of times when you go through trauma, your body really does block it out. Your body blocks out certain memories, so you don't remember it because it causes you pain. But a lot of times those memories, like the trigger, like it's the key, like that small real life trigger is the key that opens up the lock for that memory to come to release, for that memory to escape. It's like little penitentiary or whatnot. That happens all the time. You know, remembering what you went through is going to make you feel a certain type of way. It can. It literally can. Like I said, the woman is in the support group. She's like, yeah, I remember what I went through. And it made me feel so stupid that I missed all the red flags. It made me feel so dumb of what I let them get away with. It made me feel so sick. It made me feel sick to my stomach about what I went through. Pardon the interruption, just wanted to make sure that you are subscribed to the channel. If you haven't, hit that subscribe button right now and make sure to turn on notifications so you don't miss any uploads. Helps me reach more people. Now back to the video. And it sucks. And I told her, and you know, again, I told her, and a lot of other people in the support group told her, just like, hey, we all did. You know, narcissistic people are literally the embodiment of, like, literally con artists. They're human performers. They're like, a lot of narcissists are like aliens. You know, they're still people, but they're like aliens. They're good at pretending. They're good at giving you what you want and need. They're good at tricking you into thinking things are your fault. I can't believe that I let them convince me that them cheating on me was my fault. I cannot believe I let them put up with that. I cannot believe I let them talk me into having a one-sided open relationship where they can go out there and do anything they want to do and cheat and make babies and stuff like that. But when I thought about doing something, I was the whore Babylon. I was the dirty bastard, something, whatever they said, you know. They put me down. They made me feel a certain type of way about myself. They stripped me. I can't believe I let them strip me of my humanity. You feel it. It's understandable that you feel that way, y'all. You are a human being. They stripped you of your humanity. You should feel a certain type of way. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you feel a certain type of way when somebody strips you of your humanity? You know? So that's what I'm saying right now. You have to keep empowering yourself. Those memories are going to come. Prepare for it. Release them. Release the Kraken sometimes. Sometimes it helps to meditate and get it out of your system and to be somewhere safe where you can release it piece by piece. You know, because remember what you went through, like you could be moved on in a new relationship or trying to get back out there. And guess what? A memory pops up and makes you feel like something this person does, this new person who you might feel safe with right now, reminds you of your ex. And now you don't trust them anymore. Now you look at them differently. They didn't do anything wrong. Sometimes it just triggers a memory. Those memories can hurt you, y'all. They can make you feel a certain type of way. This is where forgiving yourself comes into play. This is where forgiving yourself comes into play right here. I tell people to give yourself some space and some grace from the situation, right? Some space and some grace to allow yourself the space to heal and the grace to forgive yourself what you did not know. Because when you wake up, when those memories start hitting you back to back to back to back to back, you're going to need some space. Sometimes you're going to want to punch something. Sometimes you're going to want to throw something. Sometimes you want to yell and scream. Sometimes it's good to scream. Yeah, if you get a pillow, scream into that pillow. Punch that pillow a couple of times. Get it out of your system. Don't bury it down. Because when you push it back down, it's kind of like when you push things back down, sometimes you're spring loading them. When you repress a memory or you push it back down, sometimes you're not burying it. You're setting the spring loaded trap and it's going to pop up even bigger next time. It's going to pop up bigger next time. It's going to hurt you more. So forgive yourself for what you did not know. You know now. You're watching this video. You know now. It won't happen again. You know now. It's time to keep waking up. It's time to stay woke. Stay woke. I know people have repurposed the word woke and did some stupid. I'm going to go there. But stay woke in these situations. You don't want to be asleep, do you? You want to sleep through it? No, stay woke. It's time to empower yourself to keep moving forward. Forgive yourself for what you did not know. Give yourself some space from the situation, even if you're still in it. Because a lot of people wake up, start having these triggers while you're still with the person, while you're still involved with the person. You know, it makes you not look at the person the same way. And that's not necessarily a bad thing to look at this person differently. You know, to paint this person, to see this person in the correct light that they're supposed to be seeing it. Like, you're seeing them in this type of light right here. You're seeing them in this type of light. When you should be seeing them, you know, and you should be seeing them in this type of light. You're seeing them in the other light. You should be seeing them in the right type of light. Make sure you see them for who they are, because that helps you heal in the long run. You know, remember what you went through. But I also say, remembering what you went through while you're still in the relationship or getting out of the relationship can help you heal in a different way, because it can help you stay away. It can help you stay away. Yes, remembering what you went through can trigger some nasty responses. It can set off your PTSD or your CPTSD. It can trigger you to go into defense mode, right? But remembering what you went through can also help you not go back. Write this type of stuff down. If you have a triggering moment, write it down. Get this journal. I'm not telling you to write a book, but you can write you can write some stuff down to help you heal, to help you grow. Get it out of your system. Write it down. Write down all the horrible. If you have a horrible memory, write it down so that you know if this person reaches out to you or this person comes back saying, I changed. Read the stuff that you wrote down. Read the stuff there that you wrote down. Read it. Because at the end of the day, it can help you more than it can hurt you. You know, you have to repurpose it, reframe it. Y'all know y'all been following me long enough. Y'all know I'm huge on reframing what you went through, reframing your experiences, reframing your healing, because this can help you grow in more ways than not, you know. So writing down what you went through, remembering what you went through can help you not go back. When you have those triggering moments, when you have those things that trigger you or set you off to make you cry, write it down, because remembering it, yeah, it's going to hurt. But it can also help heal, because it can keep you from going back and adding more hurt. Very rarely, I'm going to be real with you. I talked to thousands of people over the last few years. Very rarely do I ever hear a story of somebody's like, well, Lee, they abused me viciously and I gave them another chance and things are all better now. We're good. I don't think I've heard that story before. I really don't think I've ever heard that story before. Y'all. Again, this is over three years of doing this. I haven't heard that story yet. Things got better, you know. I haven't heard somebody talk to me. I mean, this story could exist, but people talk to me. I don't think I've heard this story. I might have heard it, but I don't remember it. You'll say, I don't remember it. I buried the memory down deep down there. But this is what I'm telling you, y'all. Remembering what you went through is going to hurt you. It really can hurt you, because it's going to trigger things that you might feel like you allowed to happen. You're like, damn, I can't believe I allowed it to happen. I can't believe I allowed them to come back into my house. I can't believe I allowed them to drive my car again after they went over there and, you know, banged somebody else in the backseat of my car. You know, I can't believe I let them have a baby outside the relationship and stay with this person and helping them raise this affair baby. You know, I can't believe this. I can't believe they had a baby with someone else while with them. And now they, I gotta help nurture this baby that's not mine. Y'all, I'm just telling you, in this space right here, remembering what they did can help you keep this person, keep seeing this person in the light that they're supposed to be seen in, and not some glamorized light, some opaque light. No, you need to see them for who they really are, because this is what, remember, yes, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt sometimes. It's going to trigger you sometimes. But in the end, it can help more than it hurts. It really can't help more than it hurts. And that's why I'm rooting for y'all to be as safe and as strong as you possibly can, because the memories are going to suck sometimes, y'all. The memories are going to suck sometimes. You're going to have good memories here and there too, but the memories that hurt you, they're going to hurt. You know, the memories that hurt you, they're going to sting. They're going to hurt. They're going to make you feel horrible about yourself. But that's what growth is all about, y'all. So I hope this video brought you some clarity. I hope it brought you some more peace and whatnot, because I know, I understand going through this type of stuff can hurt you. It can feel, you feel like it can set you back for a long time. But again, you're spring loaded. You're spring loaded too. Sometimes you got to go down before you can jump up higher. You know, sometimes you got to take a few steps back in order to get a running start to jump over the crevice, to jump over the hole, to jump over the canyon, right? But anyways, y'all, I hope y'all brought you some clarity. Hope you brought you some peace. I appreciate every single one of y'all. And as always, y'all, as always, Mental Hood is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. I am extremely grateful for you. You have no idea. If you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Helps reach more people. And click on the screen to watch another video or to browse through another playlist. There's also a link on the screen to check out my courses and my support groups to help you heal and understand what you've been through. Thank you so much again. I will see you in the next video. Peace.